Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfuckers.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Reddy Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, reveal that they should have rappers that are coming up, getting put on. We need the platform to fight the beast. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Wizards.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, grab your shadow to call. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows. Plenty of content for you to get through. Everything free to download this stream. Oh yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable with
beat,
we brought up
beats,
we represent. All them killers on the mic, and we show love to all your fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, we keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's usually just a light dog. Hip-hop AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two-pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder mask.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 621. You know what I'm saying? We got a returning guest who's been on the show, man, many, many times, man. This is the legendary East Bay gangster, Spice motherfucking One. Let me bring him on. Spice, man, what's up, brother?
What's going on with it, man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing phenomenal, and I'm very happy because, you know, we, like I said, we've been having you on the show for years, and I'm starting to see you finally get your props, man, and it's a beautiful thing, man. It really is, because for years I thought, man, people are sleeping on Spice, and now I'm seeing you everywhere, man. How does it feel to have this type of rejuvenation? I mean, you ain't never went nowhere, but as far as, you know, getting some shine, how does it feel to get that and get that homage paid to you?
It feels good, man. You know, it's like, you know, it gave me a chance to, you know, actually make a difference when it comes to everything. You know, we trying to generate money for Thug World Music Group, and, you know, for everything. So we, you know, so we can do, you know, so we can help out with all kind of you know, flood victims and you know, we want to be involved in stuff like that too. You know, we want to help out too. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just so I can ride around and ball and, you know what I'm saying, buy jewelry and all of that. It's so I can, you know, I'm trying to help my people. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just trying to sit back and be the only baller. I want all my homies to ball too. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you know, and we want to put back into all of the communities and the ghettos and help everybody out, and that's why you know, this is Thug World. We connected with outlaws and thug life. You know, it's all the same. We all under the same code. We all pushing the front line, you know, trying to better our people and you know, bring awareness to bullshit and all of these trolls out here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man, a lot of clowns, you know what I'm saying, like, for example, Wack 100, this dude totally shitting on Pac, and it's like, I can't figure out why people do that, you know what I mean? It's like, this dude gave so much to the game, he gave his life to the game, you know, and why, you know, 25 years later are ignorant motherfuckers talking down on people that are no longer here? It just doesn't make sense.
No, not to me at all. It's you know, I think it's just a, like they just trolling, just trying to find some, like, if you make good music, then just make some good music and sell it. You don't gotta talk bad on the next artist or somebody else who actually paved the way for you, so you can, you know, try to get your foot in the door. You know, if you got good music, then make good music. You don't have to clown the next motherfucker. You know. And that's the thing, you know, with all of these cats.
Yeah, you ain't got to do that at all, you know, exactly. You know, but this new album, Platinum OG, is dropping here, another day, right? Another couple days?
Well, the 26th, what's today, the 25th?
Today's the 24th, so it'll be dropped.
24th.
Yeah, a couple more days, yeah.
Yeah,
and then,
it'll be the 26th, but midnight.
You know, and 25th. I tell you what, I've been checking out some of the tracks of it, you know, because we're going to play a couple tonight. I want people to, you know, get a glimpse of this album. This, to me, is a masterpiece. I can't even tell you what my favorite track is yet. That's how dope it is. How long have you been working on this particular project, Spice? And, man, what has been the feedback you've been getting from it so far?
Man, we've been getting some real good feedback from it. And we've been working on it for about 7 months, 6-7 months. Putting everything together, all of the mixing, the mastering. It didn't take too long to actually record the verses. It's just the mixing and mastering from the, Ryan and Elder Entertainment, as far as their, they make sure that they shit is on point. So they did some major mixing and mastering, through some live live vocals and live guitar and strings and chords, and you know, it's real music behind the raps. And so that's what's gonna give everybody the real feel of how, you know, how we used to bang in the West Coast in the 90s. It's just like a Back to the Future album, but it's gonna remind you of like the Chronic or like All Eyes on Me, but 2020 style, you know.
So many legendary tracks in there, like and you got people that are no longer here. You got a hell of a track with Fatal and, Big Psych, you know, Rest in Peace.
Yeah.
You know, Thug Life Outlaw.
Yeah.
That's a motherfucker of a track, man. What can you tell us about that one?
It was, it got me fired up as soon as I heard the beat, and I'm like, you know, let me throw some, you know, I was like, cool, you know, what would it sound like if I threw Spice One with the Outlaws, and I, you know, threw some reggae up in there, and doing my Spice One shit, and mix it with the Outlaws and shit, man. I'm like, that should be a real good combination, you know. They've never heard, you know, me do reggae on my tracks with the Outlaws, and I think that's some new shit, you know.
Yeah, most definitely. But the whole album is just full of, all kinds of dope features and collaborations. And, you know, how hard was it for you to choose, who you wanted to work with? And some of these verses, you know, you got like Pimp C, like I said, Big Psych, you got Fatal on a couple tracks. You know, how long have you had them verses in the vault?
Well, they've been sitting there for a minute, you know. It was my guy Northside Outlaw. They sitting on the verses, and they hit me up, and they like, man, you need to come through and knock some shit down, because we got all of these features and verses over here, And I know that if we come down here, we can get something popping, you know. So I get down there to San Antonio, and then they start showing me the songs with the verses on them, and I'm like, oh hell no, let's do this shit, you know. And we put the album together, you know, and I called in a few favors from some of my guys, and we just, you know, but Ryan Elder Entertainment and Thug World Music Group, you know, we all put it together. We got together and made it happen. And it looked like it's doing pretty good. The fans seem satisfied. Once they get a hold of the whole album, man, you know, let's see what go down. Because they've been asking for some old school OG Spice One shit. And, you know, that's exactly what I gave them. The album is Platinum OG. And ain't nothing but Platinum OGs on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's real talk, man. And, you know, you put together a project that's timeless, just like so many of your other projects. but where does this one rank in your opinion?
I think, you know, definitely at the top, in my top, you know, three or four projects, because it's been, you know, a long time. You know, I got songs older than some of these artists that's out. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like, you know, to be dropping something now and for it to be actually doing good, and, you know, is a accomplishment for me and for my record label, and, you know, and me as an artist. So, yeah, it's like definitely at my, like, top two and three. You know what I'm saying? My first album will always be my favorite. But this one is like, man, is definitely competing with all of the first two or three albums, man. It's something like that. You know, it should really do good. And the fans should be satisfied. They should be happy with that shit. They got some gangster shit they can ride around and bang, and, you know, it's back.
I mean, you can't have a better lineup. I mean, of course, you got you on all the tracks, but you got, you know, like I said, Too Short, Pimp C, Big Mike, Rampant Forte, The Outlaws, Big Psych. I mean, Be Legit. It just goes on and on and on. You know what I'm saying? This is, like you said, this is the Chronic. Would it be fair to say this is the Spice One Chronic?
Yeah, it's basically a version of that, because, I mean, you know, we got Devin the Dude, Corrupt, and, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's the songs on there, they're not going to stop. You know, they back-to-back. And, you know, the song with me and Devin the Dude and Corrupt is, you know, we're talking about smoking and all of that shit. And, man, I just can't, with my guy Northside Outlaw singing some of them hooks, and, man, you know, it's cool, man. There's so many songs on there and different sounds, and, you know, all of the music don't sound the same. Like, you know how you listen to some of them, you can tell that the same producer made all of the tracks.
Yeah.
Can't tell this one at all. You don't know who they are. Sound like Dr. Dre on this shit.
Who did the production, though? I mean, do you have a bunch of different people, or?
Well, it was you know, it was Ryan Elder Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, they're
the
ones that put out the project, right, along with yourself?
Yeah, definitely. They called, and they, like, you know, man, we got our, you know, that was with Northside. Then, along with Northside Outlaw, gave me a call and told me to come down there and check out what they was doing and see what I could do. And I got down there, they had all them damn songs with them verses and features, and I'm like, man, let's make an album. You know, let's put something together. So eventually I'm like, I named it Platinum OG because I figured, you know, it's a lot of Platinum OGs on this album, dead and alive. And, you know, they deserve their props and their respect, because a lot of cats die for this shit, just like I said on the song, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll tell you what, let's give him a little taste, man. This is a track with Q Bossolini. Shout out to him. Don't Want to Die, man. Why don't you intro this one for us, Spice?
Yeah. Check out Don't Want to Die with Spice One and Q Bossolini, man. This is one of them bangers, man. It's to turn it up, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got the 808 in there with the deep bass line. Let's get it. I Don't Want to Die.
Right back, don't go nowhere.
They just doing it for the thrill of it. The niggas in my hood, they doing it for the killer. some of them need a Grammy. Some sang a motherfucker. Go to an undercover, told on his own brother. Ain't put the eye guts, the world better without you. Catch that red light with your bass pan. Stay on your pee, partner. Peace ain't cheap, partner. Real and fake the fuck at the same time in the streets, partner. 90 degrees and I still got the heater on me. Ain't trying to dive in a while since I seen the preacher, homie.
Swing down some cherry stop, don't let me die. Swing down, I don't wanna die.
If I don't like the question asked, man, what they talking about? Live from that Lone Star, worldwide, showing naked ass like a porn star. Let my nuts hang while I swing, bitch, I'm so hard. Thank you, seeing eye, nigga, you watch your mind. Hold up, roll up, pull up, came from nothing. Now you know what's devil on us, cutting corners. Niggas trying to make it home. Laws don't want to see that happen. If I roll it, know it's strong. What you on, business on my phone, bitches on my phone, outlet. Backwood ball back, niggas front and fall back. They switched up, could've called that. On some psycho shit, things I used to love, don't even like that shit. High as I can get, eyes always low, but never blind to shit. Worldwide, now feast side, deuce damn shit, still timeless while your time tick. Please hop off my dick, bitches gravitate to fly shit. Trying to live forever, nigga.
Swing down some cherry stop, don't let me die. Swing down, I don't wanna die.
After I got shot that night and woke up in the hospital, man, first thing I seen was you on the news, man, at the Mondrian. They said my homeboy was dead. You know what? But you ain't dead, homie.
Man, that's a hell of a song right there, as real as it gets. And Spice, I didn't even know that, Spice, I didn't even know that while you were recovering in the hospital after getting shot, you find out your friend just died. I can't even imagine what was going through your head at that time. I mean, it had to have been horrible.
I thought it was a conspiracy. I thought I was like, damn, is
thought it
a hit
bullshit?
On this shit? I thought it was a hit on everybody. Like they all trying to get us all. And then I realized, you know, I listened to the news a little bit more, and they said, you know, that he died from, you know, I guess natural drinking or whatever it was, but it wasn't from nobody shooting him and shit. I'm thinking, damn, I got shot and he got shot too, until I listened to the news a little more.
So you was already you had just gotten shot, what, the day before Pimp C died?
Yeah, that night. I guess shot like late that night at like 12, and they found him in the morning. So I woke up in the morning to see that. Like, right, it was like spontaneous, man. Like I was supposed to see it. Like I woke up and the first thing that was on the news was that. Like
that
was
crazy.
On TV. Yeah,
crazy.
Because
you I imagine you was in surgery and everything, and you wake up and that's the first thing you see.
The first thing I see.
And this is a conspiracy. People are killing everybody here. Who did you think was behind it, or what? Did you think it was like the government, or
the government? Anybody?
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
anybody
I'm
want
thinking,
to silence
man,
real rap?
Yeah, I'm like, they don't like what we're saying. You know, because you know, a lot of cats in the past have been, you know, crucified for keeping shit real. You know.
Yeah.
And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if anything like that was going on. You know, I'm just a solid dude. You know, I keep my feet on the concrete. You know, I look at shit in black and white. You know, I don't, you know, ain't no middle zone and shit like that. It's either you fake or you real. You know the difference between good and bad, you know what I'm saying? It's the difference. You should know the difference between that shit, and you know what's right and wrong.
Yeah. And Pimp C, you know, he was one of those dudes, he did not, just like yourself, he did not bite his tongue. I mean, he was pretty much back then calling what the rap game was going to be like today.
Yeah.
You know, with the, these dudes wearing blouses and all kinds of shit, purse swinging. He was calling them out back then.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's
crazy,
exactly what happened, too. It's crazy, man. That's they thing. Let them do that shit. You know, just don't put them in our category. That's what we just like. Don't compare them to us because they not us. You know, and as far as the gays and all of that, you know, I ain't tripping. That's more women for us. Shit, you know what I'm saying?
Shit.
Let them be gay all they want to. Shit,
I
ain't tripping.
For us, yeah.
Some more women for us, man.
You know, but yeah, man. Rest in peace to Pimp C. And man, since the last time we had you on the show, man, we lost two ghetto boys, man. DJ Ready Red, who you were able to talk to him on this show in the past,
yeah.
And then of course most recently Bushwick Bill. You've known Bushwick over the years, man. If you don't care, can you give our listeners your thoughts on Bushwick and maybe share some fond memories of Bushwick?
Oh, man. I was waiting for someone to ask me to share some memories of Bushwick.
That fool was crazy, man.
The funniest memory I got of Bushwick is he had a show to do, and I was at his house. I was posted up at his house for a couple of weeks when he was, you know, he had a spot in Texas, and he had to go do a show, and he couldn't drive to the airport, so first he asked his girl to drive to the airport. She couldn't do it. So I guess he got a little pissed off and got in the car and tried to drive himself to the airport.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, like maybe 30 minutes to an hour later, the cops came to the door. telling us,
man,
Bushwick was in a hit and run. And I'm like, you know, motherfucker must have ran into somebody or hit somebody's car on the way to the airport. I don't know what the hell happened. But, you know, we get to the airport, I guess, and, you know, Bill called us from the airport or whatever, and he said the police went up to the airport and they talked to him and stuff. And the first thing he said to him is that, you know, does it look like I can try?
Oh, man.
He's like, do it look like I can drive? I'm only 3 feet tall. Like, y'all got the wrong dude, you know? But it was
wild.
Him,
he's in the corners in a Cadillac or something, you know?
He drive a car. I don't know how the hell he be driving, dude. I don't know. I don't know if he was sitting on a phone book with a brick on his tie to his shoe. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but he was driving. You know, he won't tell you how he drive. I used to ask him all the time, man, how the hell do you be driving? And he just won't say nothing and shit. Like, one night I woke up in the car, you know, I went to sleep because I was drunk, and I was sleeping in the back of the car, and he was driving in circles in the parking lot. And I'm like, 3 feet tall, how the fuck is you driving the car? You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell he be doing, man. But he'll drive, shit.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely, you know what I'm saying, did a lot. He's going to be missed many times around the world. He influenced so many people.
Yeah,
you know,
he's a smart dude. It's like Yoda of the rap game. That's Bushwick.
Yeah, that's real shit right there, man. You know, when was the first time you met him, man? Did you meet him, right in the early days? Or right
Yeah, I met Bushwick in like 90. When I was, you know, I think he's a year older than me, and I had my single 187 Proof, and I wanted to get some beer to set up around the stage, and I couldn't go buy it. You know, I wasn't old enough to buy the beer, but he, you know, he was like a year older. He had his, you know, 21. He can go, so we go to the supermarket, man, and we got like two baskets full of 40 ounces. Of Old English. We pushing around the supermarket. So we get to the register and we buy all of the 40 ounces. I mean, two baskets full of Old English 40 ounces, dude. Full.
Mm.
And so we get to the show, and, you know, it was the day I met him, when I came out to Houston to do a show. And we just kicked it off right there like that, you know. I'm like, man, let's go to the store and get 40 ounces and shit. He's like, okay, let's do it. So we go get the 40 ounces and go to the club. And he, before I performed, he set all of the 40 ounces up around the stage before I performed. And I came out singing 187 Proof. We passed out the 40 ounces to everybody in the club, got everybody drunk as hell, and everybody, we had a lot of fun, you know what I'm saying? We rocked that shit that night.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that was the day I met
him. That's what I'm talking about. Bushwick Bill, man.
Yeah.
And you, I mean, you came in the rap game at the perfect time because, to me, that era is kind of like the Jordan, you know what I'm saying, era of basketball. I mean, you can't really fuck with that era.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so many guys, I mean, you had to have your A game up to par. Your lyrics had to be on point. You know, and you were one of the best. Who were some of the guys, some of your peers, that you felt were very high caliber MCs like yourself?
Well, you know, we had Ice Cube, I had Bone Thugs, you know, I had, you know, the whole NWA, and even you know, when Dr. Dre dropped the Chronic album. You know, we had problems with that. You know, we had to drop the Menace to Society soundtrack to, you know what I'm saying, to get some sales after Dr. Dre dropped their first Chronic album. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it was a lot of competition, but the guys that I was competing with are you know, hip hop gods now. You know what I'm saying? They just, you know, but. Like I said, it was me and you know, all of the NWA and man, just even Tupac, you know what I'm saying? We all dropping albums at the same time, you know what I'm saying? And it's enough money out there for everybody, it's enough fans out there for everybody, and we all had fun and made money, you know.
Yeah, everybody worked together, and you know, after you did Jealous Got Me Strapped. And we were just talking about this the other day, man. I always wanted like a Spice One Tupac album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I know you were working on the One Nation. You know, before
yeah.
it passed. Was that something that was in the works? Were you guys ever
yeah.
gonna do that?
Hell yeah, that was about to be the shit. You know, he had paid Suge. You know, as far as what he was telling me, he was like, man, I just sold 10 million copies of a double CD, and he was like, Suge is paid, we finna start One Nation and do the album One Nation and do the label and everything, you know. He's finna make a big push. Looking forward to doing our own thing and pushing the Thug World line, pushing the Thug line.
And, you know what I'm saying, I obviously, you know what I'm saying, you know, the tragedy happened, you know what I'm saying, where Pac was taken too damn soon. But his legacy is always going to live on, you know what I'm saying, especially through you. You've really, this album, Platinum OG, you can hear it in the songs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of the songs, you know, you did the Outlaws. What was it like recording with them guys, you know what I'm saying? And when you get together with other guys that recorded with Pac and knew Pac, you guys kind of like just sit there and chop it up about Pac stories? And what's the vibe and the atmosphere like?
We talk about, you know, when you talk about Pac, but the politics of why Pac passed away and everything really come up, and you know, about how we need to, you know, rock together and stick together and break the family curse and feed our kids, make sure that they got some when we leave this earth. You know, the most, that's most of the conversation be about that, and you know, about doing more projects and doing shows and stuff, but mostly we talk about how we can advance and elevate each other and, you know, make something happen. Because we know that's what, you know, that's what all our deceased peers and people that we looked up to, that's what they would want us to do. You know, they want us to keep pushing this line and keeping it real and pushing reality to the public, to the kids and everybody. We don't want nobody to be in the dark.
Yeah, that's real talk, man. And again, this, I can't stress this enough to those listening, you know what I'm saying? Platinum OG is that album that you want to get if you like that real, authentic music. And not, I mean, it's not just hard street gangster stuff. I mean, there's a lot of conscious stuff on here. Stuff telling you, you know what I'm saying, what will happen to you if you do this and do that. And you've always had a message in your music, but it seems like they always just look at, you know, the strap on the side, the guy with the gun, the guy with the 187 proof.
Yeah.
You kind of feel that some of the critics and some of the hip-hop assholes, so to speak, overlook mm-hmm. some of the messages and conscious stuff that you have in the
music? Yeah, I do. You know, they overlook some of the messages and conscious stuff in some of the songs I do for the females, too. They really overlook that. Like, you know, I've done a lot of songs to females over the years, and they overlook that because they want to hear the gangster shit. But, you know, if they listen to the album, you know, they'll hear me talking to the females too, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm going to, before we let you go, I'm going to bring on my brothers. They got a couple questions, man. I got Mac J here. How you doing, Mac J?
What's going on with the prayer?
Yeah.
What's going on with the spice?
Shit,
you know what,
man,
saying?
Pushing the line, you already know.
Exactly. I was about to say in prayer. Prayers, you hit it right on the nail when you were saying Spice and them come from the Michael Jordan era of the hip hop, and I'm just so pleased that y'all still rocking, man. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I always like about these Spice, because you one of my top three anyway. Prayers know that, so he always trying to make sure I get a little airtime with you and shit. But
appreciate,
you know, not laying down and sitting back when people disrespecting the foundations that y'all built for us, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always respect you and have love for you for that alone, you know what I'm saying? Like, because it's a lot of these cats out here, they don't pay no homage, you know what I'm saying? They don't show the love, but there's still a lot of guys out here that will pay the homage and show you the love, and I just always want to represent for you for doing that, man, you know what I'm saying?
Thanks,
and
man,
I'm looking forward to the new album and shit. I'm going to be bumping that shit just like I bump all the other shit. I still bump them like they came out yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
Hell,
I got
yeah.
young cats around here in St. Louis, and they listening to your shit, and they be like, "Well, who is this? Who is?" I'm like, y'all don't know who Spice is. He used to come through this motherfucker all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
through there.
And a lot of these young cats, they don't know, but, you know, through guys like you and others that's still making the music, and guys like me and Prayers, we gonna keep this shit rolling for y'all too, man. So
yeah,
salute to you at all times, my guy. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, man. Definitely keep that shit rocking. You know what I'm saying? As far as, you know, us spitting that real shit, man. Keep that shit out there.
Hell yeah.
Man, definitely, man. I got the homie Sin, man, from France. I know he's got a question or two for you, real quick, Spice.
Hell yeah.
Sin, you there, brother? Yo, Sin.
Yes, Scott.
Here you go.
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. I'm Mac J. Hi, Legendary Spice One.
Ah, Sin, what's popping, man?
Yeah, fine. It's Legendary right here. Can you tell us about the song "Hard to Kill" you had with Method Man back in the day? It was produced by ESK and CMT.
Yeah,
it was
man.
Dope.
That song is on the. It's actually the only. It's the song. It's on my album, but it's on Wu-Tang's Greatest Hits. Hits too. They put it on there, and that was cool. You know. I got the bragging rights. And like, I'm the only West Coast dude on the Wu-Tang's Greatest Hits. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ghostface Killer and Method Man. You know what I'm saying? All the rest of my Wu-Tang homies. Yeah, we recorded that in the studio. Me and Method Man was kicking it, you know, hanging out in the studio, recorded the song. you know, we had wanted to record together for a long time before that, because Jive was going to sign Wu-Tang Clan. And, you know, I was trying to tell him, man, sign Wu-Tang Clan. You know, I was all in Barry's ear, and, man, sign Wu-Tang Clan. But I guess they ended up not doing the deal, and then they went to Def Jam, and they, you know, they blew up. And I was like, see, I told you, man. Like, y'all supposed to sign them fools. And ever since then, you know, I've been rocking with them cats, you know. It's crazy because, you know, if you ask me the other thing I do besides rapping good, you know, I'm good with them nunchucks, you know what I'm saying? So that's me and Wu-Tang playing fit in right perfectly, you know what I'm saying?
You swinging them chuckers?
Yeah, I swing them good, too. I'm sick with them. I wouldn't even want to hit nobody with them motherfuckers. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't even want to hurt nobody.
I would never even thought about that, you know what I'm saying? Jams, Spice will pull out the nunchucks.
Yeah,
so away,
man, I'm sick with that shit. I'm sick with them chucks, boy. But yeah, man, that was a good song. That's one of my favorite songs. Out of all of the songs I ever did, is that song with me and Method Man, because it's so classic, and it's, you know, it's back in the day we was rocking that shit.
Yeah, and ESK and the CMTY were the best in production back in the day.
Yeah, you know, CMT, I mean, they just sent me some more songs, so, you know, you should hear something from us in the future. They just sent me some beats.
Okay, right.
Ice Cube and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Also, your song East Bay Gangsta, it was known to put reggae on your music first when at time others didn't do it. It was your mark of touch, and can you tell us about this one, East Bay Gangsta, and the reggae impact on the hip hop music you did?
Yeah, well, it was more of me, you know, I really looked up to other artists like KRS-One and DOC. I was trying to be like, you know, I wanted to be like them cats, so I studied the reggae culture, the Rastafari culture. And did my thing, you know, which I had already been doing before I even started rapping. I used to listen to reggae music all the time. And, you know, I figured, you know, when I did start rapping, I was like, man, I'm going to incorporate that into my music. And I liked the beat. It was deep roots reggae I used to listen to all the time. So by the time I got my deal, I had already knew how to, you know, get down and do my own thing. And I started doing it in the studio, and Banks and you know, EA Ski, that, you know, they was laughing. And I was like, you know, I was like, should I stop? And they was like, no, keep doing that shit. We didn't even know it was you in the studio. Like, what the hell? So I kept, you know, doing it, and it works out, and I embedded it into my style now. You know, I do it every 4 or 5 bars. You might hear me saying some reggae, something, reggae stuff, because, you know, the reggae community listens to Spice One. I know a lot of Rastas and that listen to my music, Welcome to the Ghetto and East Bay Gangster. So shout out to the Rastas and the reggae community, man. You know, we're going to keep on rocking. You know what I'm saying? Smoke every day, man.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah, right.
Smoke them like a blunt, man. Definitely. You know, I'll tell you what, Spice, I want to thank you, man, for taking the time out to do this. As always, man, it's always an honor to have you on the Murder Master Music Show. We're going to get out of here, man. I want to leave them with... and Thug Life Outlaw, man, because it has 2 fallen soldiers on it. Is there anything you want to say before we get out of here, man, if cats want to get at you or anything, or any upcoming projects that we didn't talk on? Or?
Oh, definitely. My Instagram is TheRealSpice1, and you spell out 1. And you have another project coming out with me and Rick Ross. It's a video and a single. It's called Rose Royce. You should look for that real soon. Go check out my Instagram, and all of that stuff is on there. The video of me and Rick Ross and a lot of the songs that we're releasing from Platinum OG. And I have another album coming out after Platinum OG. It's called Forever 21. And I look for Forever 21. I've been dropping singles from that. It's damn near a double album. I would say it's a triple album, because Platinum OG got 21 songs on there, and I got another 16 songs I'm about to release. Why, like at you know the same time we pushing Platinum OG, I'm pushing Forever 21. So y'all stay tuned, man. You know, I got, you know, and the two albums are completely different. You know, if you know they like the old school Spice one, the Platinum OG, they gonna get the Platinum OG. They want to hear the new Spice one with the new sounds in there, the new beats, and how you know how these little youngsters are getting down today. Because I felt that I had to, you know, get down and show them that we, you know, we can get down too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they're not doing nothing different. So you will hear some auto tunes on the beats, and you will hear all kind of new shit. You know, from the new sound today, you will hear that on Forever 21. That's why the album is called Forever 21. And you know, it should be a good treat for the fans, and you know they should see the versatility in Spice One and why my name is Spice One, because the albums are completely different from each other.
Oh, definitely, man. And no one can do it better than yourself, brother. Real talk, you've been doing it all these years, still doing it. The longevity, album after album. Man, I hope we see you for many, many more years to come, man. Just keep
hell yeah, thanks,
spice.
Man. I appreciate that. Y'all, hey, and
hell
anytime
yeah,
y'all need me back on the show, you already know I'm with it. Shit.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
hell
definitely,
yeah.
Man. Shout out to everybody at Thug World, Q Bossolini, you know what I'm saying? Everybody at Thug World, welcome too, man.
Yeah, Mr.
Always.
Black, K9, Q Bossolini, man, the whole clique.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
G-Battles, everybody.
Send them my way, man. We'll bring them out, man, definitely.
For sure. Hell yeah, I definitely do that.
This is Thug Life Outlaw off the album Platinum OG, which is dropping here on the 26th. Make sure you get it. And, man, this is featuring Nutso, Hussein Fatal, Big Psych, Northside Outlaw, man, Spice One. We're out of here. We'll see you guys next week. Be easy.
UGS for life. Is it?
Side. Big motherfucker Psych, a.k.a. Mussolini. Fatal Khomeini, Evan S.B.I.
Outlaw,
the Tupac Machiavelli.
Fucking with that wicked ass nigga Nutso. Right out the bag.
Gonna be the
shit. Oak Town to be precise.
Yaki Gaddafi.
Nah, we do this shit, nigga. Machiavelli.
Why these niggas drop dimes and focus on being a snitch? Crying cause them niggas ain't trying to get bitches. While them niggas on the sideline cheering just like a bitch. I ain't got no time for these niggas that's wearing wigs. Niggas hate behind my back cause them bitches is fearing it. But if it's on, then we riding with clips and pistol whips. Catch a sucker out here lining, that nigga get pistol whipped. Catch a sucker out of line and we fitting him up in the ditch. Run up in his pockets and strip him just like a trick. I'm all in for the profit, who got it, they're getting hit. Outlaw till they stop me, you cowards is getting dismissed. Bitch, niggas talk shit till they get blown with the smith. Running to the dome with the chrome and that's it. In the zone, getting it on, no acting, no script. But it's light camera action, if you niggas
but
want
to
strip.
They got to use
McGluckin'
cause they find the AK. Outlaw, third glass, him come with gunplay. Them come with gunplay.
Look like God to me, with only my prints in the sand. Surprisingly, bricks on top of bricks, Bob the Builder, nigga. My dope is a dime, one eye to kill you, nigga. And I know they know what I'm on, the same shit I've been on. Shooters around, the ways to keep the max 10 on. Yeah, I'm counting cash, all kind of guap. And for the love of the money, I'm Frankenstein a cop. Mad stuff, no time to knock. All kind of bread, homie, all kind of shot.
Bring it back, like when a pro nigga turned into a baller cat. So watch me retrofit, watch me blow this shit. You like a nigga at the plate, they never get a hit. And the base is loaded, Watch me grand slam, cause I can get to a bird off a fucking grand. You know who I am, I'm like Kobayashi. My certificate to my thuggin' ain't no photocopy. You better ask somebody what I done and do. But I'm back up in this bitch like I'm brand new. And I'm staying true, and I'm staying loyal. Even when I find myself on enemy soil, it's a new day and a new era. Everything the same, ain't nothing changing for the better. Ready for whatever, peace or attack. Cause in the hood they yelling big psych, bring it back.
My mama say they got to use me gloves because they find the AK. Come and get us. I'm an outlaw from Northside to South Park. We terrorizing all your rappers, so don't even stop.